And I'm Brian Lynn.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. State Department on Wednesday called for calm in the Middle East, with the U.S. officials pressing Israel, Iran, and others to avoid escalating the conflict. Their calls come as the U.S. moves more troops to the region. The U.S. has threatened retaliation if American forces are attacked.
The message that we are impressing upon everyone in the region is that no party should take any steps to escalate this conflict.
State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller, who also commented on Yahya Sinwar, whose appointment as the top leader of Hamas formalizes a role he assumed in the early hours of October 7th when the surprise attack into Israel that helped he mastermind ushered in the bloodiest chapter of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict.
Sinwar is a brutal terrorist with blood on his hands, including the blood of American citizens, and not just American citizens, but citizens of many countries around the world. So remember, it's not just citizens of Israel that were killed.
But Miller continued to push for a ceasefire deal, which he says remained in its quote-unquote final stages. Sinwar is seen as a hardliner with closer ties to Hamas's armed wing than his predecessor, Ismail Haniyeh, who was killed in an explosion in Iran's capital last month that was widely blamed on Israel and could spark an all-out regional war. U.S. Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris and her new running mate, State of Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, put his Midwestern credentials to the test on Wednesday with a rally in the battleground state of Wisconsin, telling a boisterous crowd of thousands that Republican rival Donald Trump would threaten their freedoms and their future. Harris and Walz